This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Can't stand it, globalists. We're going to sabotage your operation, sabotage America. So it's about 7-8 minutes left. The full video's up on InfoWars.com, the audio, but it plays in the video player. Bob Woodward letting the president know, I never quoted you, I never called you. That's really what happened. He claims he didn't. And then getting into the fact that it's a giant hit piece and trying to get a rise out of him, telling him what people told him that he basically made up, which he's famous for. So let's hear the charlatan attacking the lion. Here it is.
You know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book. But, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
It's a chance missed, and I don't know how things work over there in terms
of getting to you. Well, if you would call Madeline in my office, did you speak to Madeline?
No, I didn't. But
Madeline is the key. She's the secret
because she's
the president.
I talked to Kelly.
Well, a lot of them are afraid to come and talk, or you know, they are busy. I'm busy, but I don't mind talking to you. I would have spoken to you. I spoke to you 20 years ago. I spoke to you a year and a half or 2 years ago. I certainly don't mind talking to you, and I wish I could have spoken to you.
Well,
but nobody called my office. I mean, you went through, different people.
Mr. President, how can I spend all this time talking to people and like Kellyanne and Raj and Republican senators? I mean,
who are the senators? No, they never called me about it.
Senator Graham said he had talked to you about talking to me. Now, is that not true?
Senator Graham actually mentioned it quickly on one meeting.
Right. We'll see.
You know what? That is true. That is true. Well, that is true. Mentioned it quickly, not like, you know. And I would certainly have thought that maybe you would have called the office. But that's okay. I'll speak to Kellyanne. I am a little surprised that she wouldn't have told me.
Yeah,
in fact, she just walked in. I'm talking to Bob Woodward. He said that he told you about speaking to me, but you never told me. Why didn't you tell me? I would have been very happy to speak to him. All right, so what are you going to do?
Well,
I have another bad book coming out.
It goes on, and, you know, I what you can count on is that I've been very careful. And Evelyn, are you on?
Yes.
Evelyn Duffy, who's my assistant, Mr.
Hello, Evelyn.
She transcribed all the tapes because, with permission, I tape people for hundreds of hours.
Good.
And I think there's nothing in this book that doesn't come from a first-hand source. Is that correct, Evelyn?
I believe.
But are you naming names, or do you just say sources?
Yeah. Well, it names real incidents. So.
No, but do you name sources? I mean, are you naming the people, or just say people have said?
I say at 2 o'clock on this day, the following happened, and everyone who's there, including yourself, is quoted. And I'm sorry I didn't get to ask you about these.
I mean, you do know I'm doing a great job for the country. You do know that NATO now is going to pay billions and billions of dollars more, as an example, than anybody thought possible, that other presidents were unable to get more, and it was heading downward. You do know all of the things I've done and things that I'm doing. I'm in the process of making some of the greatest trade deals ever to be made. You do understand that stuff.
I understand, and I would have loved to go through a discussion with you about NATO, because this, you know, goes back to early in your administration and your concern about it and the agreement.
All right, let's stop right there. We put this out as a tape on InfoWars.com. I'll put the rest of it on there, but that's when it really gets heated. The point is, Trump's like, I'm an American president. Things are working. They're getting better. I'm doing a good job. No, you're doing a bad job. You're a failure. Because these aren't a bunch of anti-American scum, a bunch of wannabe elitists who are trained to hate you, because criminals and parasites always hate who they're targeting. Thank God we're exercising these demons of the left and all the disgusting establishment elitists. Good Lord. We'll be back with Critical Intel. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Here's why the Democrats are panicking. Just last year, the number of black Americans saying they're going to vote Republican because of Trump is double. Same number for Hispanics, that's right. The party, the KKK, the Democrats, is in full panic mode.
Hey, what Make America Great means to me, the fact that I can wake up every day of my life, and if I choose to make the right decisions, I can be whatever I want to be in the greatest country in the world.
The president's here. It'd be cool if I could do some tricks for him. I support. I mean, I'm still here. Everybody's having a good time, so it's just, it's a good vibes.
I stand for all his policies, both religiously and politically, and I just think he's been doing a really great job.
I just want to see, like, what I've never seen him, and it's exciting.
He's already done so much for the country, and he's really doing a great job.
Have you guys been affected by any of the policies that he's enacted personally?
I have. As far as abortion goes, that was one of my big issues. I very heavily stand for the unborn, and so his policies as far as that goes has really, really affected me.
I just like him, you know. I lived in New York back in the 70s when Trump was on his rise, and I always had that admiration for Trump and the things that he was doing in New York City back in the early mid-70s. So when he became a candidate for president, I just still had a joy for him, you know.
I've got more friends in the unions now than I ever have before. They are hiring at a rate that they don't have enough minorities to fill. There's not enough of them. These guys aren't going out and applying for these jobs. They're everywhere, and they're begging for minorities. Wages are going up. The economy's thriving. More jobs are being provided. I mean, the guy creates minority jobs just by showing up.
Trump's still Trump, and now there's a motivator, a person that do things, a person that can get things done. And nothing you can do or say about it can change that, so well.
So why do you like him?
Huh? Because he speaks his mind. He don't play around with it. You know what I mean? He goes to the point.
Do you think some of these other politicians are being fake a lot of times?
Absolutely.
He is a great man for our country. I do believe so. Yes, I do. I love Trump. Go Trump!
The hate is clearly over there.
He's trying to get that
like you can feel the vibes of hate coming from over there.
Yeah.
If you look over here, the people aren't screaming at him. The people aren't screaming.
Peaceful protesting. This is not what peaceful protesting is all about. This is what they think is acceptable. This is not what Trump stands for. But they don't understand that.
Why are they mad for us believing what we believe and we're not mad at them for believing what they believe? Like, I mean, I think it's all out here to get each other out of our skin, and I love it. It's out here for entertainment purposes for me.
They say because I'm black, I should be over there. And I'm not black. I don't go by bio. I go by two or more races.
What were they saying to you?
They said something about a white girl or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't find the hate. I've been looking for hate all day. Hate was over here with the protesters. There's been no hate in the Trump crowd. I've got nothing but love all day. So I don't understand where the racism or the hate or whatever they say about Trump. Trump's not a racist. He's an American businessman. It's that simple. The divide was created in the Obama administration, and that wave has just been rode by the media, and that's it. Trump creates nothing but greatness.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones is a lunatic. I know that he's her. And at that point, somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones. Well, they were looking for him to be with anyone.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Time to stop submitting to this parody. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a
racist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
So right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
I got a chant going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Owen Troyer's here. He's got a big plan, a big idea that I concur is going to be massive. If you think it's important, the sky's the limit. If you choose to take this mission, let's come in at 33 after with the classic Mission Impossible. I had it in there like 20 years ago, and about 5 years, I'm not mad. I have to say it on air that it happens. We always play the high-tech new one. I want, as a form of neuroses, at 33 after, I need it. I need to hear Mission Impossible, the classic from the 1960s. Owen, the energy level's very, very high. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the news. Literally hundreds of articles republished thousands of times saying ban Alex Jones, ban everyone. Fake news by Bob Woodward. The people say we never said that to Bob Woodward. He doesn't have tapes of it. A total hoax by him. Total desperation by the deep state. Alex Jones said bans would strengthen him. He was wrong. No, I said it may destroy us, but if listeners choose to take action, if listeners choose to believe in the First Amendment, it could backfire, but it's up to you. And what's that right there? Almost double the highest ratings we've ever had and the new plateau going up in the month of August. The new plateau was the previous highs. and I already said on air, our traffic was like 3-4 times what it's ever been, and then now it's really high. And, of course, this is Google Analytics, which is only off Google devices. We showed our own analytics earlier. But I mean, let's sit here and let's show this to everybody. That is from our own internal analytics, from Cloudflare. Now, that new peak, these lows are old peaks. Look at that, baby. That's on the 6th and the 7th and the 8th. Everybody was like, oh, my God, what's this thing I can't see?
Right when they banned you.
Let me go see this thing. This, in our own analytics, is three times the traffic we had on election night, 2016. Three times.
And that first peak was that weekend where we were doing coverage of all of their protests to the Patriot prayer marches, and they said, nope, you know what? We have to shut Alex Jones down. He's got too much reach. He's got too much.
Yeah, and then this is the new plateau. which according to our analytics is about 20-30% bigger than our last plateau, but Google says 7%. The point is, the New York Times, though, says we're failures. Just like when the app on Android and on Apple, millions of downloads, went to number one in news, and they just delisted it. You can go get it at Infowars.com/app. It's still there. But you can't find it in the search function. It's gone. This is organized fraud, Owen. I mean, the thing is that they were always liars. But now they've gone and said, oh, let's stop lying. They go, no, let's quadruple down. And then now top Democrats are saying, actually, don't impeach him. It'll cause a civil war. It'll cause a depression. Because Trump got into power, and he could remove some of the globalist tariffs that people had. So that brought back a bunch of stuff. That's just phase one. That's nothing. 10% growth rate is easy, as the president's right. 4.6 coming up. So we're going to go to break, come back with Owen Schroyer, who's here with me. Quite a time to be alive. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. But my God, these people are a pack of liars, and they hate you. They disrespect you. They think you're morons. I mean, these are the villains. They are the Hitlers of our age. They call us Nazis all day, and they're funded by that old, ugly, evil Nazi collaborator. You know, that.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The energy, I can see it. I can tell you they're getting ready to make their move. We're winning. Trump's amazing. They are lying. They have made a conscious decision in media to cover each other at the Washington Post, at the New York Times, at CNN, when they just go out and say, ban everyone, and the next day you go, you're banning people. They go, no one's banning anyone. They're trying to break our will right now. And they're so upset that they artificially suppressed the economy and sold off U.S. productivity and riches. And that things are coming back, and that Trump isn't gone yet. And the word is, just like I told you before the last election, there's a huge red wave, even though there's going to be election fraud. The wave's going to be so big, their fraud's a seawall. It's going to go over the top, thanks to you. Call everyone. Go on C-SPAN. Go on local TV, local radio. Go speak at city council, PTA, your church. Get involved now. Vote, 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 vote. But even more importantly, pray to God for justice. Because, Owen, I played Mission Impossible music. Come in, we'll play it next segment. We have a mission for people that if they choose to accept it, will ensure the victory. But, I mean, do you energetically, also intellectually, but spiritually feel and see what we're dealing with and the fact that it's all confirmed? What a bunch of criminal, twisted, weird, mutated, hateful anti-Americans, when you look at what they do and their lies and what they, this is the scum of the earth that gravitated towards power. We as normal people didn't want power, but now we're awake to them and we're removing them, and they are freaking out like Linda Blair when the priest is putting holy water on her.
Let's use the old Star Wars allegory, Alex. We're driving in the crevice of the Death Star, and the opening that we have to shoot through is, you know, a tiny little hole at its closing. And we've got the time right now to send the blasters through that hole and blow up the Death
Star.
We got
to pull the trigger.
And we have to do it now, and we have to act. And we this midterm election is going to be, I think, the pivotal point that we have, and maybe the last time we have to blast through that thing.
Without it really being horrible. And that's the thing. America killed 55 million babies, and we've done a bunch of bad stuff, and we repent. But you know what? The father in me and the nice guy wants to win in this round. We're going to win. It's just, how bad is it going to get?
Well, look what you were
saying. This is a painless victory, if we can have it. But do we really deserve it, Owen?
Probably not. I mean, but do we even deserve to be here? You know, it's... The Bible tells us it's by God's grace that we're even here. So we don't even deserve to be here to begin with.
That's right.
So maybe we will win this victory even though we don't deserve it. But, Alex, look at what you're talking about where there's no censorship happening. What? You're crazy. It's like as they're removing half the audience.
In the same show, they go, ban them all, take them. And next, no one's taking anyone off. Trump's crazy.
Yeah,
and you're like, it's on purpose to, like, mess with people.
But look at what they're doing right now to Judge Kavanaugh. What are the Democrats doing? They're all saying, well, we don't have the documents, so we can't read the documents. We can't confirm a judge until we have the document. Whoa, hold up. What about Obamacare? You didn't care about the documents then.
Oh, that's genius. They didn't even read it, and they voted on it.
So,
and then Hillary had the documents. Well, you know, she's got to be arrested until we have the 35,000 emails.
So
that is smart.
It's total fraud. It's total fraud on the face. But everything they do always blows back on their face. I mean, would the documents even change their vote? Of course not.
No one's ever demanded everything he wiped his ass with.
Except for the Democrats. because that's what they're into.
And I'm sorry to talk like that, but they're like, we want when he was a clerk at the Sutton. And people are like, what?
That's what Mueller's doing.
And I can't believe they actually found him in a few weeks and dumped him off.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, here's even the documents. Go through the documents. It's not going to change their vote.
Every case he ever clerked on in like five courts.
This is why people.
How the hell could you even demand that? You want what he wrote in his law journal. You want his rulings. You want his statements. That's all that's admissible. Not every judge or court he was ever involved in.
By the way, they were silent for six opinions by Judge Kavanaugh that made Supreme Court decisions. Six opinions.
He's a very respected judge.
So it's the same type of fraud. But people are seeing this, Alex. Dianne Feinstein, during her open her questions today, she said that she wants a Supreme Court that is multi-religious, multi-ethnic, and get this, multi-economic. Wow, Dianne. Wow. Yeah, you
the
really
two don't live together, lady. Oh, my God. Can we find that clip?
Yeah, we can.
Dianne Feinstein calls for multi-economic court.
If we can't find the raw clip, I recorded it earlier. I was doing a live stream earlier on Twitter.
Doesn't she get communism and socialism? Doesn't live with capitalism?
But doesn't it just show you where they're headed?
It's like, I want fish that fly, you know, or I want pigs that fly. It's like,
what is the Supreme Court supposed to be, Alex? It's supposed to be justice. It's supposed to be what we determine as justice and law.
And we want free market. If you want to go to North Korea or Venezuela, go.
No, but the Democrats,
we want this, you piece of filth.
No, it's not about justice for the Democrats. It's we need to make
that
sure
pig woman went to Congress with no money. Her husband
$80 million now.
Her husband has billions in biotech money she gave to him.
But these are the people that. This is why Trump got elected. We're sick of seeing these people. But you know what, Alex? When it comes to your censorship, you know, Alex, bugs can be an annoying thing. But you're kind of like a bug in the globalist ear. But the problem is every once in a while you leave the ear and you land on their cheek and you sit there for a little bit and they're like, oh, I got them. And then, they end up slapping themselves in the face. They're like, did we get him? Did we get him? And then he lands on the other cheek and they're like, oh, wait, all right, here, slap him, slap him.
He's like flies to land on Obama, think he's a big old pooey.
All right, I got him.
Fly goes, look at that big old poopy.
There goes Alex Jones. Oh, my gosh, he's gone.
Fly's like, I smell poop. Over to Obama.
He actually had like five different times where flies are like flying around. It's like a pigsty or whatever. From
Hillary, they land on her too.
Yeah, yeah. Pig pen from Charlie Brown. Yeah, yeah. That's who it is. But Alex, but look.
You got a big announcement when we come up. All I'm telling folks is, come on more relaxed, Dave. I just got totally crazed when the New York Times is, Jones's traffic's down by half and it's record traffic. And by the way, that's what's crazy is we provided him with that.
Look at that. Down by half. Look at it. It's down by half. Jones's traffic is down. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the New York Times said Iraq had WMDs.
Hold on, Alex.
And they go, well, look, it's gone down since then. No, that's a higher average than what it normally is. See?
No, but don't you know that's going down right here? This is your traffic.
This is down.
That's decreasing.
Yes, the stock market's down under Trump.
That's them defeating. Yes,
unemployment is up.
They're not calling on Wall Street. They don't call it Trump Mountain.
Well, this graph is not blue. It's red.
They don't call it Trump Mountain.
The New York Times says this is red.
It's Trump Valley. The stock market is Trump Valley.
Trump gets in.
It's not Trump Mountain.
Let me see. 2017 January. Straight down.
Yep. Trump Valley for the stock market.
Hillary got in.
Remember how they said that those the trade negotiations with China would tank the stock market? Oh, they went up 1,000 points.
Yeah, because it was all one-sided screw jobs. Like, Canada has 280% tariffs on us. Mexico went, you know what? You're reasonable. We'll try to cut a few things where we're screwing you over. I'm like, okay, good. We're good. Canada goes, no, we're keeping them. We're going higher.
And then imagine if an anti-American company like Nike decided to manufacture their goods in America again. Could you imagine what that would do for the stock market?
Oh, but instead, let's worship Bozo the Clown Kaepernick, who sucks, running around virtue signaling about how much honor he's got when it's all about pissing on America. You know what? You have a right to piss on America, Kaepernick. I also wish you'd get the hell out of it. But here's the deal. I have a right to say you are a moron. You are a low IQ idiot. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
D.C. and the old fellas up there that run that situation, they are very, very quickly realizing that big tech is censoring every conservative, every Christian, every veterans group, every libertarian group, and more importantly, members of Congress. So this is breaking on InfoWars.com. Amid criticism of firm, Hatch wants Google investigated. capping off a week of attacks on the company. Senator Orrin Hatch called Thursday for an investigation into search giant Google's possible anti-competitive practices. We'll give you more on that coming up. My mic sounds different. Did something happen? Something change in there? Oh, there it is. It's not plugged in. There you go. Okay, we're back. Owen Schroyer's here. And I'm so wound up, I'm bouncing off the walls for the poor crew behind the scenes. It's that it's so epic. We exposed, you exposed. You're the power of InfoWars. The blood, sweat, brains, guts, muscles, you name it. You exposed that they were censoring everybody. You made a noise. Now Trump did something. Now it's a snowball with 63 days left. They have responded like criminals do. They've taken a hostage and have a gun to America's head, and they're getting worse. The Democrats are getting crazier. And so now that they're lying and saying, I've been shut down and I've been bankrupted, which is their goal, if you forget about us, because the truth is massive support came in, now it's starting to trail off, but it's still better than ever. They're trying to celebrate that we've been shut down and that we're going bankrupt and that we don't have any visitors. So you don't realize their power's been broken and that big tech and the Democrats are failing. This is military. That's why I showed you what's happening. It's like them Tokyo Rose a month before we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with A-bombs. I'm not saying we're doing that. It's an allegory. It's an analogy. And of course, the listeners get it, but they'll lie about it. They said that America had been destroyed. It wasn't true. Now, if you notice, our new plateau doesn't have spikes. It's a new plateau. There you see the first 2 weeks of us being banned. Triple. That's Google. Our analytics say triple. That's basically double our previous record. But now the new plateau overall is 7% higher than all their numbers combined. They say we've been shut down. It isn't about InfoWars. It's about the mindset that they want to say we're losers, and they want to make you think you've lost, but here's what's happening. We haven't just gotten more hardcore listeners. The quality's gone up. The support has increased. Here's the problem. All I can do is tell you the truth. Our hardcore listeners that have loved us over the years, that tune in and out, they've come in, they're there. Our baseline listeners are there, stronger than ever. And we're getting more AM and FM affiliates, and that's great. Those are huge audiences. But in the outreach, reaching new people during this critical time when they're ready to be awakened, and the globalists miscalculated by demonizing InfoWars and trying to shut us down, they need us completely shut down now, or we'll actually get that new audience. They get it. So they need to completely destroy us and make sure we have no outreach because people are now ready to listen. You don't just censor somebody. You've got to destroy them. And that's why Owen had the idea last week. We're launching it here, and we've got a limited staff. But the key to this is showing the great work you do, you posting it to YouTube, Facebook. As a citizen, you're allowed to talk about what's happening, getting it out there, and then we can magnify it here at launching a plan that Owen has. And again, here's the New York Times saying, ban Alex Jones, listeners from the Internet. There's headlines all over the news. If we can pull one of those up, Paul Watson wrote an article about it. And they're saying, get his listeners off. Here, I found it right here. Facebook. All of them being lobbied. New York Times lobbies Facebook to shut down private InfoWars fan pages. Because here's what happened. Like water following gravity. Or plants, you know, turning towards the sun. Or men and women being attracted to each other. It's gravity. You knock our 5 million followers off Facebook off, even though they already shadow banned us down to 5% last year. We were already banned. All it did was take all these hundreds of fan pages with 20,000 likes or 100,000 likes, whatever. They all have gone up 30, 40% the last month. And then they just magnify it. And they, see, the globalists are figuring that out. Oh, my God, we shut him down. But other people now, we got to shut them down, which is another chain reaction. And more people who have something taken away, like a dog. It's got something in his mouth. Try to take the ball away. You get the tug of war now. Now it loves that ball. Like, and this is why I think they're so stupid. So, oh, and you're a smart guy. I want to watch InfoWars Army next segment. And you'll host a little bit in with Paul coming up. But tell me, Paul says, Watson, what do you think the thinking is here? Because we would be destroyed if the listeners didn't get it to stand up. But because of them, we are still here. And with the lawsuits and the attacks, we need more money to even be even killed. It's like God just keeps providing. It's exactly what we need. And then they do something else, and all of a sudden the listeners go bloop, like without me even saying it, it's like metaphysical. Like Newtonian physics, every action, opposite and equal reaction. It's like literally they attack, and then God just goes bloop. They go bloop, 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 bloop. And it's almost a free will thing. It is. Like when you care and just metaphysically move, it's getting crazy.
Well, they underestimated their enemy, Alex. Their enemy was the American people. They underestimated the American people. They thought that they were drugged out of their minds, fluoridated out of their minds, and either not interested in news and current events, or they were following sports or the Kardashians or hip hop or whatever the you know most trendy distraction was in their lives. But there's a worm turning, as you said earlier, there's a worm turning right now where it's like the lure of sports and pop culture is not as shiny. It's not as mystique. It's in vogue now to say, oh.
And it's been the thing that takes those energies and distracts them. Exactly. That's all imploding, and people are getting what that energy is really about.
And see, and this is why Kanye West seems like he's the smartest man on earth right now, because he just gets it. He understands that, wait a second, if the entire culture, if the entire establishment society is going against something, Kanye West as an individual just naturally, instinctually has always said, I'm going to go against that. I'm going to be opposite that. So he sits here and says, yeah, look, I support Trump. He even says, well, I don't know about his policies necessarily, but I like Trump. He was the underdog. They kept telling him he couldn't win. Well, now he's definitely winning. He's the most talked about human on earth probably ever since Jesus. And so he's having these victories, and they don't know what to do. They didn't think he'd get elected. They thought they could bully America out of electing him. You know, there was actually an amazing thing, Alex. It was a journal review, and it was February 2016, and it had a bunch of different radio hosts and news hosts and authors and everyone saying, never support Trump. And I was actually shocked at some of the conservatives I found on that list, like Dana Lesh. And I'm not here insulting Dana Lesh. It's just, Alex, we knew where the victory was.
Well, yeah, they're not leaders. She's good looking. She's smart. She's not a leader. Because you can act like a leader. A leader means you do the right thing, even when it looks like the odds are against you because you know it's right. That's called leadership.
But, I mean, we saw Trump pretty much day one going against this grain and did not give a damn whether they said he could win or lose. It didn't matter to me whether they said he could win or lose. I was going to support him.
Because we knew at a gut level.
And we knew he was going to win. It wasn't. That's what I'm saying. We're tuned into, I like to call it the frequency. We're tuned into the force. We're tuned into God. We're tuned into planet Earth. There are things out there. There are existential wavelengths that people can tune into. And
there are more things in the world in heaven than in all your books.
It's like when people, and I remember I had the same thing happen. You've read the same thing happen. Oh, who's going to win the presidency? Donald Trump. Everybody remembers the famous Ann Coulter segment.
I agree, but now they're getting more and more desperate. So I know we're confident, but I'm telling you, they could blow the president up with a nuke. I mean, these people are crazy.
And what would that do?
Make it worse for them.
Exactly. Like you said, they have no victory. They'll burn the earth to the ground, but they won't win.
Sounds like the devil. That's what the devil does.
Well, I mean, the more and more people look at these people's eyes, they see the devil.
And I'm not just saying that. They really are devils. We got big plans, and you're part of them if you choose this mission.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four children in public, and the left all celebrated that I had my kids taken away, which wasn't even true. I have them, and now they just walk over to public and go, "F you and your family," when I'm with my kids. They get really pissed when they see me with kids, because again, they don't have kids, they've given up on life. It's weird, man.
No, we have to face these people. These are the goblins that we face in the street, Alan.
It's a real battle with Mordor. All right, let's get into your Mission Impossible for the listeners to take action with. We're counting on all you folks. Without you, they can win. But it's so much fun, especially if you put up, say, 100 things on power poles legally and lawfully with Infowars.com, forbidden information. We're going to create the Infowars Army subsection of Infowars with some good art you can print off and do your own. Don't wait. And put these up and do all this, and it just becomes huge news, like Sabo does out in California, like we did years ago with the Obama Joker, because they're trying to kick us out of the internet. Well, let's hit them in the third dimension, which, don't worry, this week you're going to want to tune in, because we're going to be on the ground in big ways. Just Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Don't worry. Don't worry. They haven't shut Jack Diddley Squat down. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly it, Alex. They want to essentially have total control over what we see and what we're exposed to. And how do they get that control? through the levers of the digital platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. That's the digital world where most communication happens and most messaging happens. So if they want to try to ban us from the digital world, which they are trying to do, we will jack into the 3D physical realm and we will break into their matrix there and then bring people to our platform.
And I was calling it Operation Third Dimension, but you know, so it's like the InfoWars Army's first mission is Operation Third Dimension.
So basically, here's a couple things that I have in mind, Alex. One, the one thing, like you said, if we can have some sort of a stunt that makes national news, that's huge. And it doesn't
sporting
it,
events, unfurling InfoWars things.
Yeah, exactly.
Confronting Bill Clinton.
It doesn't even exactly something like that. If it's like with the Bill Clinton is a rapist thing, that became national news, right? Just people saying Bill Clinton is a rapist, getting on the television saying that. That became a national news thing. Now, a lot of this stuff we'll have to kind of war game behind the scenes so that the enemy doesn't get privy to what we're doing. But a lot of this will be wargaming on the War Room with myself and Roger Stone 3 to 6 weekdays here at InfoWars.
So now the info, we already planned this years ago, knowing this was coming. The War Room is going to be the coordination of the operation.
Exactly. And the one thing that I am saying in public that I want people to do, and everybody knows I came from the sports media, okay? So here in September and October are two huge months for sports. You've got,
these are huge targets in the information war.
So, you know, I just have a vision, Alex. I can see it now. It's Yankee Stadium. Wow. Yankee Stadium on a September night or an October night. It's postseason, and there's a nice ambiance. People are filing in. People, you can hear the sodas crackling and the peanuts.
Chili dogs.
Smell it all, yes. And Obama's having a hot dog in the private. In
all
the private.
Days.
Yeah. Anyway, but there, hanging from the side of the rafters, there is a big sign that says "Free Alex Jones," and 60,000 people are in Yankee Stadium. Free Alex Jones. Who is Alex Jones? I've never heard of Alex Jones. Or I don't know. You're at a big college football game. It's your homecoming weekend for college football. And you and your buddies decide you're going to get some king size.
Well, it's the morning before, like they do on the news. They hold up signs about their team.
Oh,
hold up.
Yes.
Free Alex Jones.
College game day. That's right. They do it every week. The big college football game. College game day. Everybody puts up a sign. InfoWars.com is banned. Free InfoWars. Free Alex Jones.
Here's the thing. Because they've used sports, which are great, to divert us, use our animal instincts, often things that don't matter. Use your information warfare instincts to put up InfoWars is banned. Hashtag Free Alex Jones.
So this is how we're going to red pill people, break into the mainstream matrix in the physical realm, since they're trying to deny us that access on the digital realm. And here's the other thing too, Alex, like you said, okay, everybody can go on and do a little tweet and hashtag and put out a popular tweet.
And then the leftists can block that. No, they cannot stop you third dimensional.
But let's say this, Alex, in the 3D world is more fun. You know how much more fun it is to go out there and
do not climb up on a billboard of some leftist globalist politician running for office and spray paint over it, InfoWars.com for voting. Do not do anything illegal.
Yeah, we have a mission statement. We don't do anything illegal, nothing that's violent. We're totally peaceful, so that is in our
But you could get those big projectors on the side of a big building, like during a college game, it's at night or after, or to project up on the building, InfoWars.com for voting.
Ah, or, you know, let's say you own a
business. Or let's say you can call to this week. Just search engine, local, air advertising. They have companies, maybe $1,000 to make the banner, a couple thousand to go up to the flight. You guys that got money and gals, put it on the table. InfoWars.com. Forbidden. Or, you know, Free Alex Jones. Get airplanes up like I did all over the country. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars putting things up saying Hillary for president. And it got on national news and it kicked off. It's the will, folks. You gotta do it.
And some of this stuff is going to take some money. It takes a couple $100 to buy a front row seat behind a baseball game.
Or just the timing. Like when Bill Clinton goes, and as everybody knows, you're a rapist.
Yeah, well, and that's priceless. Now, something like that is priceless. Exactly. Going to an event and stealing a show like that is priceless. But like yesterday, a ball game, there was a guy sitting right behind, perfect camera view, right behind the home plate in a baseball game with a MAGA hat on. You know what was on TV for 9 straight innings? Make America Great Again.
You know what I don't get? I don't have a lot of money. Like I said, we're making more money than we've ever made since this ban happened. Earlier in the year, they'd taken some sponsors, done some stuff. We were behind. We're still not ahead, but we're doing well. I'm supporting you the facts, folks. But I don't have the money. If people have the donations, if I got $100,000, I would literally parse it out to whoever would do it and then go with their size behind home plate. And then that $100,000 would be like $20 million in advertising.
Exactly, because you're going to have a million people watch the game on TV. You're going to have people at the game wondering what's going on. And guess what? Here's the one thing. Maybe, and this will be kind of an interesting thing to test here, Alex.
Well, they're trying to suppress your speech. Fight back, America.
Well, it used to be normal. I'm telling you, Alex, you could go, even in the 90s, you could go and hang any sign you wanted at a ball game. No one's going to ask you what your sign meant. Infowars.com, no one's going to ask you to take, oh, but now, I don't know. So maybe there's another thing we're kind of testing, too. Are they going to censor free speech actually in the 3D world now? Are they actually going to come after you? Oh, but guess
what?
Well,
the left wants free speech zones. The left has banned them on universities. We've got to let these little bastards know anything you announce publicly, pro-Second Amendment, land rights, pro-life, Antifa comes out in there with bike locks. Well, the little turds aren't going to be in baseball and football games.
Well, you know, maybe you got a nice InfoWars Navy t-shirt with the red logo that's really loud on the front. You just have four people sitting behind home plate standing there. They all got their InfoWars shirt on for 9 innings, on TV for 9 innings. So stuff like that. There's other things. People know.
We're invading those spaces with the truth.
It's all about jacking into the matrix. There's a mainstream matrix that they don't want your political message there. That's what they're showing you right now by censoring you on social media. So we have to go into the physical 3D world and put our political
message
out there.
The people strike back.
So here's the deal, though. There's going to be some organization here, because what I need to do is get people in touch with one another so that you can meet other like-minded people who want to go out there and
how's this going to work?
Sign or something. So InfoWarsArmy.com is where you can enlist. There's going
oh,
to
it's
be
up now.
There's going to be an enlistment.
Is it up?
Thing.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that. Wow.
There's going to be an enlistment thing at the bottom of the website, and there's different rankings, too. So, like, you it's pretty easy. You become a private. You put an InfoWars magnet on your car, an InfoWars bumper sticker on your car. You wear a Trump hat around when you go out. You're an InfoWars show. Okay, you're a private. Let's say you decide you want to hold up a sign at a college football game that, you know, 50,000, 100,000 people will see and a bunch of people will be talking about, and you organize that with your buddies and you're all waving a big InfoWars.com sign, Free Alex Jones sign at the college game. Maybe you're a sergeant first class material. And then there's also the University Wars Division. We want to get people filming Marxist professors spouting off ideas.
Undercover.
Undercover, too. Yeah. So there's the University Wars Division of the InfoWars Army, and then the InfoWars Army, which and here's the thing, too, Alex. You know this. I mean, look, I think I'm a pretty creative guy. I have some pretty good ideas. I can't think of nearly any of the stuff that these people come to me with great ideas. Like, for example, like Caitlin Bennett goes and trolls her entire Kent State campus by dressing up as herself. So come out with brilliant ideas on your own. Come to us with them. So we're going to organize. That's what we got to do, too. We're going to organize, and we're going to activate, and we're going to jack into the mainstream matrix, the 3D world. And if they want to stop us from marketing and getting our message and accomplishing making America great again in the digital world, well, screw them. We'll go out in the 3D world. It's more fun that way.
And then we'll take over the internet, and we'll take over broadcast, which you've already done.
And then you become the news. You see, then you become the news.
And I'm so proud of our AM and FM and TV affiliates. I mean, it's been exploding the last year and a half, but it's now 20-plus stations a week. It's insane. The radio stations and TV stations get it, and they get it. Censorship happens in internet. The big audience is coming back to them.
Hey, but here's the other thing, too, that our audience needs to understand. You will amplify our message because that's what... Oh, wow, InfoWars.com is getting free marketing in stadiums and on the streets? I want that. I want to get on board that. I want to broadcast that.
Well, imagine, because they've picked us as the target to be demonized, destroyed, shut down for everybody else. If America rallies and holds us up, it will be unstoppable. Let's do 5 more minutes before PJW from London takes over to talk about InfoWars Army. InfoWarsArmy.com. This is your mission, should you choose to accept it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.